And you need to write some things down to pray for as well. Some people, there's been so many things that have come our way in the last week or so. And if I took them all up here, we'd be the rest of the night. And I'm not ignoring anyone or anything in particular. There's so many needs. That's why we are all called to pray. But I want to give you these five verses in the Bible. Some of these, you know, the Bible is full of prayers from our ancestors who prayed in faith. And we can learn from these prayers. We can learn from these things that they prayed. And we can pray the same thing. Some of the most difficult moments in my life was when I got a hold of a scripture and I would read that and I would pray that and I would stand on that day in, day out. Not just once a week or once a month. I mean, I would be praying that every day, all day, and asking God, please, please come through. So I just want to give you these five verses that will show you the power that prayer will have in your life. And the first one is, it's out of Exodus chapter 33. God nearly destroys the Israelites for worshiping a golden calf. And Moses, he talks with God about his position of leadership. And he seeks to confirm his favor in the sight of God. And this is a treasure in Exodus 33:13. In all of these scriptures, I'm reading out of the English Standard Version. Here it is in verse 13. He says, "Now therefore I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, let me know your ways that I may know you so that I may find favor in your sight." I believe with all my heart that God wants to extend his favor to us, and you and I need to posture ourselves and ask him for the favor of God in our lives. Don't quit just taking what comes along. Ask God to give you a leg up on it. Ask him to give you favor in it, whether it's your job or your business or whatever God has called you to in school. Ask him, "God, give me, I pray, if I have found favor in your sight, let me know. Let me see your favor, God." No, the second thing is, and Paul prays for the believers in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 9. He says, "And it is my prayer." I like this. This is my prayer. This is Paul. He said, "That your love may abound more and more." I like that. He said, "This is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more." And don't forget this. "With knowledge and discernment." May your love abound more and more. See, we can't just go around saying, "Oh, I just love this and I love that." God wants to give you discernment in your love and knowledge about what you're loving. And the Philippians, Paul addressed this because instead of them just having a blind love, which he was knowledgeable about what happened to the Corinthian church, Paul knew and understood what undiscerning love is all about. Well, I'd like to talk about this more, but the Lord wants to give us discernment and knowledge in the love that we have for others. Then he says, "So that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and the praise of God." A prayer for God to help us love more, but with a knowledge and a discernment in that, okay? You with me on that? Number three, I told you I was going to be done with this in about 7 or 8 minutes, and then we're going to pray. This is a psalm that David prays, and I love this. In Psalm chapter 5, verse 1 through 8, this is a psalm that I've read for the majority of my life. He says, "O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice." The New American Standard Bible says it this way. It says, "In the morning, I ordered my prayer before thee, and I watched it happen." And what he's literally saying is, I speak to God in the morning of what my needs are, and I watch it manifest as I go throughout my day. Are you listening to me tonight? He says, "O Lord, in the morning, you hear my voice." Now, there's a lot in there. Our word breakfast comes from a Hebrew word, and the name of it, and it's called bokar, and it means the breaking the break before dawn. That's where we get the word breakfast come, because it breaks our fast through the night. And if you remember the Old Testament story about Jacob wrestling with the angel of the Lord, the Bible says that he had to do it before the breaking of day. He said, I will not let you go until you answer my prayer. David knew that. When he said that, in the morning, you hear my voice. That's why it's so important to start your day before the Lord. And if you can, even before the sun comes up. Because there is an angelic activity that happens in that bokar right before the breaking of dawn. You read that in Genesis where Jacob wrestled with the angel of the Lord. And he said, I won't let you go until you give me what I have need of. And he knew that if he let him go and the break of day came, that he would suffer another day with that issue. Do you know, I really believe this with all of my heart, that some people are suffering and going through things because they have not taken a moment in the morning to bring their petition before the Lord. He said, in the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. Watch what God is going to do. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. Look at this one. You destroy those who speak lies. Amen. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, I'll enter into your house. I will bow down toward your holy temple in the fear of the Lord. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. This is a power-packed prayer that proclaims the character, the holiness, the righteousness of God, and that he will make a way for you. Number four, you should write these down because you'll want them later. Jonah chapter 2, verse 7, 8, and 9. Jonah prays with thanksgiving and commitment. He said, when my life was fainting away, then I remembered the Lord. Can I ask you something tonight? Can I ask myself something? Why do we got to wait until we're in that position? Why do we wait until our life is in trouble before, oh, I remember God said he'd help me. We better go to him. He said, I remember the Lord and my prayer came to you. And I like where he did it. In your holy temple. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope and steadfast love. But I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed I will pay. That is a powerful scripture right there. God is saying to you and I, don't wait until trouble comes your way to pray. Get to the house of God. And if you've made a commitment to him, follow through with it. If you've made a commitment to serve, to give him something, follow through with it. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Jonah remembers God's saving love, and he confirms his commitment to serve him. Some of you need to do that tonight. Some of you should do that. Matthew chapter 6, number 5. This is the last scripture I'm going to read to you. Verses 9 through 13. You know it. Some people say this is the Lord's Prayer. This is actually the prayer that he taught us how to pray. God's prayer was in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said, God, if there's another way, let this cup pass from me. This is how he teaches us how to pray. Are you listening to me tonight? Are you listening to me tonight? Is this working out there, Jeff? Can you hear me all right? He said, pray in this way. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. God resides in heaven. He says, recognize where he is, who you're talking to, and how holy he is. Then he says, your kingdom come, your will be done, on this terra firma, on this earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the glory and the power forever and ever. And everybody says, amen. Come to him tonight. Ask him, God, let your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. God, give me what I need tonight. Lord, if you have something inside of you tonight against anyone, bring it to him and ask him to help you to forgive it. I mean, I need somebody, Debbie, maybe you'll come up to the piano. I just want to take about 7 or 8 minutes tonight. I want you, just before the Lord tonight, I want you to pray for our country. We are in a season in this nation like no one has ever seen before. We need to pray for God to put those in authority that he wants, not what you want or what I want, what he wants, and ask him to protect our land. And then there's so many things that are happening, so many people that are hurting, that are sick. If you could just take a moment, if you remember some of those tonight as you pray. And we're only going to be in here maybe another 7 or 8 minutes. And then would you just take a few minutes and pray for what the Lord wants to do at St. Anthony's? I believe with all of my heart that God has a great plan there. Would you just find a place tonight? Maybe you just want to get up for a minute, and maybe you just want to walk. We'll pray for maybe 8 minutes, 7, 8 minutes together, and then I'll just close in prayer and we'll end it. But tonight, just get a place. Get alone. Take a hand of somebody near you or with you. Maybe you want to come up and kneel at the altar. Maybe you just want to go somewhere and sit and just be alone with God just for a few moments. Let's do that right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.